kind of like the clincher statement, the thought to ponder is something I insist upon for essays, and it's a mark of mature writing. It's a good way to end an essay. Essentially, this is a broad thought that you can say now that you've taken readers through your essay. You've done all this work. Even if your essay is about a specific part of Romeo and Juliet, you can make a statement about life from that. And it often works if you connect your thought to ponder back to your attention grabber. You thought of a great attention grabber, well, why not bring that subject up again? But whatever you do, you have to make sure that the last thing that you say is something that readers can think about, even after they've put your essay down. I put this essay down, and I think, wow, that is a good point. So ask yourself, when you're finishing up your essay, you've gone through all your main points, what can a reader learn about life from reading your essay? Now, they don't have to learn something. It could be just, what have I shown about life? What can the reader see about life from reading my essay? The thought to ponder is a place to put that, and I want you to attempt it every single time you do an essay, and eventually you'll get pretty good at it.